Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. It is Monday, the 23rd of January. Let's round up in bite-sized form all of the big stories around Liverpool Football Club. Today with me, Paul Machin. We're going to talk a little bit about the Liverpool women's game from the weekend, the return from loan of a heroic Liverpool centre-half, a Liverpool journo talking about how funds could be freed up or not after the purchase of Jude Bellingham, another famed Liverpool journalist talking about Klopp's coaching plans, and a very well-regarded Italian forward with incredible pedigree being linked as a long-term replacement for Liverpool's most expensive footballer in terms of wages of all time. Let's crack on. First and foremost, I want to start with the women's game. Really, really bad one this. Obviously, Liverpool were scheduled to play Chelsea at the weekend in the WSL. The fixture, despite having had a pitch inspection earlier on, was actually abandoned 5 minutes into the game because the pitch was deemed to be unsafe, which, of course, is an absolute nightmare for more than anything else from our perspective, of course, is from a fan's perspective, people who travel to the game, be told that it's going ahead, and then ultimately, yeah, 5 minutes in, being told, nope, it's not, everyone go home. So what we've seen subsequently is the Liverpool FC Women's Supporters Club, we're on Twitter, our LFCWSC, put an official statement out saying the LFCWSC would like to echo the disappointment of the LFC management and players over the handling of the pitch inspection and subsequent decisions leading to the abandonment of Chelsea, today's WSL fixture against Chelsea. The safety of the players is, of course, paramount concern, but the impact on fans of both clubs, particularly those Liverpool fans who have travelled the length of the country to support their team, is significant and could, indeed, should have been mitigated through clearer communication and decisive action. That the game is allowed to proceed despite concerns from management, players and the refereeing officials is a poor reflection on the WSL as a whole. And yeah, obviously lots of sort of fallout from this once again. Conversations around the quality of the locations in which these games are being played, but also obviously the officiating, the decision making process. And I think one of those things, when you consider that, you know, at that sort of level, the Liverpool women's team have got a very hardy, hardcore following, but it is very, very difficult to follow a lot of their games, and more so when you consider the, you know, the efforts expended to go and down watch that game down at, I believe it was at King's Meadow. And then to have that called off at that kind of period is just not right, really. And be interesting to see what happens in the follow up to this, of course. But good to see Matt Beard as well coming out and speaking about it, and obviously being very upset about it. If you want to get more coverage from that, then do check out RMTV Women's Podcast, our sister channel on YouTube. Lauren and Amy will have more on that this week on the weekly podcast. But yeah, really, really stupid one, and once again faced with another situation that looks like a really poor reflection on the state of the game in the Women's Super League. Still, we move things on then with the news that Reece Williams is set to return from his loan spell at Blackpool, this via The Athletic. The 21-year-old will go back into Jurgen Klopp's squad for the second half of the season after finding his game time reduced at the Championship club. He made 17 league appearances for Blackpool but hasn't featured in four of the last five matches. It's been a turbulent period at Bloomfield Road, with manager Michael Appleton sacked last week and replaced by Mick McCarthy until the end of the season. This is from James Pearce, who continues, the return of Williams to Kirby could open the door for fellow centre-back Nat Phillips to leave Liverpool before the January transfer window closes. Yeah, Williams back Liverpool are prepared to listen to both loan and permanent offers for Phillips. The 25-year-old has made 5 appearances for club side so far this season. He helped Bournemouth win promotion to the top flight while on loan in 2021-22. Last summer, Benfica wanted to take Phillips on a season-long loan, and there were also serious interests from Bournemouth, Burnley and Southampton, but he ended up staying put due to the defensive injury situation at Liverpool. So yeah, it'll be good to see Reece Williams back, of course. Obviously, much like Nat, held in very high esteem after his heroics in what we now, of course, dubbed the COVID season for the Reds. Real shame that he hasn't been able to kick on, but at 21, there's still obviously time for him to continue to learn the stuff that he could learn at Liverpool, I would suspect. Whereas at 25, I think we'd all admit that Phillips is a very, very good defender, brilliant guy, certainly an excellent guy to have around the squad. But really, he should have been allowed to move on and forge his own path, really. He's obviously not likely to ever really reach the level required to be a nailed-on first-teamer for Liverpool. So yeah, he's still someone who could really probably do a kickstart in his career. And I suppose the same probably goes for Reece Williams as well. No one really knows where his future's at. He's clearly got the talent to make a good career for himself. Has he got the talent to make himself a Liverpool regular? Who knows? But right now, we've also seen, as discussed last week on the podcast, and that Billy Cometti has returned from his loan as well. And it just means Liverpool have probably doubled down there. Now Phillips will be allowed to leave. And it means that, okay, yeah, he's a more senior, more experienced option. But between the two kids, you should have enough numbers, fingers crossed, to cover any more problems that Liverpool may face in the centre-back issue.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
I'll set the back position. Right, I want to move things on because there was a tweet from Anfield Edition that caught the eye, and it said Liverpool could look to sell Quiven Callagher to free up funds to use in the transfer market, and they've got in brackets James Pearce for this one, and they've got that rated as a number one medal level source, which is correct. James Pearce doesn't often tweet speculation. He's very good at shutting down speculation, but he won't put out a load of nonsense that isn't backed up. However, if you delve into the Athletic article that it is from, is more of a wider discussion, and the title Liverpool selling players to fund Bellingham-led rebuild looks harder than before. And it's a really interesting article. I do highly recommend checking it out, of course. But he does pose the question, James Pearce. He says, obviously, in talk about Liverpool missing out on Champions League spots, potentially leaving a huge hole in finances, but Liverpool's rebuild needs to be backed with some serious cash, he says. Securing a deal for a top summer target, Jude Bellingham, would certainly become a lot more challenging to pull off with no Champions League. Who is going to pick up the tab for what's required? Will Klopp have to lower his sights? Much depends on what happens with the owners over the coming months. Fenway Sports Group is yet to receive the kind of offers it was expecting for Liverpool, but that process is ongoing. It could change fast. Uncertainty reigns. New investment and senior FSG figures insist selling a minority stake is more likely than a full takeover would boost the funds available to Klopp to strengthen the squad. With Milner, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain and Firmino out of contract in the summer and Arthur returning to Juventus after his loan spell, there's much to sort out. For Liverpool have one eye on the summer, there are not many avenues to raise significant amounts of money from selling players on the fringes of the squad. Last summer, Takumi Minamino, Nico Williams and Ben Davies went for a combined sum of £36.5 million. A year earlier, Liverpool deals worth nearly £40 million were agreed to offload Grujic, Teo Awoniyi, Harry Wilson and Jadon Shaqiri, and in 2020 it was £37 million from the sale of youngsters Keanu Hoover and Rehan Brewster. Liverpool have bought well during Klopp's reign, but they've sold even better. But who is next? And this is where the mention of Kelleher comes in, saying he is one given his desire to play more regularly, while centre-back Phillips is another, but their fees combined wouldn't put much of a dent in Dortmund's asking price for Bellingham. And then goes on to mention, of course, that obviously the last major sale that Liverpool made and the pivotal moment in the Klopp reign was the sale of Philippe Coutinho, which ultimately bankrolled Van Dijk and Alisson, who had a huge impact on the football club. He just go on to say, of course, that it's not always about throwing money at the problem, and references some of the cheaper signings that Liverpool have made, but obviously does reference the idea that if Liverpool are going to rebuild, the funds are going to have to come from somewhere, and right now no one really knows whether FSG are going to go above and beyond, or will they continue the model that's gotten them where they've gotten with the club so far. That remains the huge question hanging over Jürgen Klopp, over Liverpool, over FSG, and in particular how any squad rebuild could take place, because as mentioned, really in the past Liverpool have been able to rotate their assets. People call it sell to buy, but in reality, yeah, you know, you build players up to a certain level, not quite the level required for your team, but you can go and get them. They can be useful assets for other teams. The list is almost endless of the great deals Liverpool have gotten, selling to the likes of Bournemouth, etc. But it does feel like those assets have kind of waned a little bit, and with so many players leaving on a free transfer, potentially it means that Liverpool are going to have to really hit the net spend this summer if they want to stay competitive, or of course sprinkle some magic dust through coaching, which is referenced by Chris Bascom in the Telegraph, and this via the Anfield Watch on Twitter, who say, while Jürgen Klopp intends to partially regenerate the squad with more recruits, his broader intention is to sprinkle the magic dust through coaching. This is part of a wider article from Chris Bascom in the Telegraph, discussing his sort of Shankly-esque moment when he realises that he can't stay totally loyal to the team that's got him there. He needs to have that rebuild. It is behind a paywall, so it is I'm slightly more reticent to pay for the the Telegraph than I am the Athletic, but ultimately his point is there, and it will be Jürgen Klopp's point regardless of who comes in terms of ownership and how much money there is to spend. He is a coach first and foremost. He loves buying players in and bringing players in and raising players up and making them better at football. It was a thing that he referenced a couple of weeks ago in a press conference. Apropos of nothing, to make the point of is that they're very good. They have a good track record of making footballers better at Liverpool, and I think that's the fair point. No club truly buys success unless you've got absolutely bottomless amount of funds, and even then it can be difficult. I mean, ask Paris Saint-Germain how their quest for a European Cup is going in that regard, despite owning all of the best players. This is clearly central to Klopp's approach, but the thing that he loves most about it is Liverpool, he enjoys that. And again, you need that balance when you're building a squad. You can't just buy, or if you can, you need to do it at various levels. You know, you don't need to be spending £70 million, £80 million on every footballer in an ideal world. And Stefan Bajcetic, who's referenced earlier, is a good example of this, is that, you know, a couple hundred thousand pounds for a very promising youth prospect, brought up the right way, even if they only become a useful squad player for you, these days you're talking between what, 20 to 50 million pounds of squad players at the highest level. And if you can get a couple of them, then that money then goes towards the large recruits, the finishing touches. We often refer to this as the Barcelona model, where they could bring up a couple of young talents who really, you know, either became superstars for them or provided really good competitive squad placement that allowed them to go and spend big money on the centre forward that they need to complete the puzzle, etc., etc. One person who might fall under this category, and again this comes from Anfield Edition, who've rated this as a third tier source, which I think is being generous, shall we say. Liverpool have identified Juventus winger Federico Chiesa as the potential long-term replacement for Mo Salah. This comes from Calcio Mercato Web, who should be treated with a huge sprinkling of salt. One interesting point on Chiesa, of course, is he is recovering from a cruciate knee injury, which meant he missed the back end of last season and the front end of this. He's obviously currently at Juventus and has really, you know, obviously struggled because of his fitness. He managed to make it back for the final group game of the Champions League against Paris Saint-Germain as a 60-minute substitute appearance. He has only just started to play games before the World Cup break. He made a 17-minute appearance against Inter Milan on the 11th, sorry, on the 6th of November. And then post-World Cup, he's come back in and played a handful of games as well, meaning that so far this season he's made a grand total of 8 appearances with just 1 goal and 2 assists. Again, someone coming back from a serious cruciate knee injury, you're looking at probably a recovery period of at least a year before they get back to where they are. And how reliable is that moving forward to go from having had that major injury as a small forward as well? He's hardly a huge, robust type. And then moving to at 25, moving to the Premier League feels a little suspect, if I'm being perfectly honest on all this. But it does remain a possibility. He is a very, very highly sought after player. He's already got 40 international caps for Italy, and obviously his dad was a decent player as well. If you want more on that story, then do check out the Transfer Show. That is available on redmenplus.com right now, in both video and in podcast form. If you want more Red Men podcasts, then you can subscribe to our Red Men Plus service through Spotify, specifically for the podcast. Just search for Red Men Plus podcast on there. But yeah, do head to redmenplus.com to get the full hit of what we do. Get all the interviews, all the features, all the documentaries, and all of our extra shows, including this week, of course, as always, Journal Insight with Neil Jones. Chris did a deep dive, continuing that new series with Josh, who's at Distance Covered on Twitter as well, getting closer to the conundrum around Harvey Elliott and how Jurgen Klopp can use him, and a whole lot more as well as a ton of expert insights from Dan Clubb. So if you want to know more about Liverpool off the pitch, not just opinion but opinions and expertly crafted opinions, then do check out a whole host of brilliant shows over on redmenplus.com. anyway, that's it from me, Paul Machin. That has been Bite Size for Monday the 23rd of January. All the best.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.